In this Investigations audio message, we're looking at the painting's frame with conservators George Bisacca and Cynthia Moya.
The frame on this wonderful crucifixion by Pietro Lorenzetti is original to the picture and integral to the panel, that is, the framing elements were attached before the gesso was applied. And on the inner side edge, which is the last molding turn before the picture plane there, you can see that in much of the perimeter, the surface is unbroken. It's intact all the way up onto the gold frame so that you can tell that it's really part of the panel. It's also decorated on the outer edge. And then something that is a little bit too bad, but the reverse of this panel is also decorated with silver gilding and has a beautiful geometric punch pattern. Unfortunately, we can't have a view of that. And this was all because it was an independent devotional object so that it could be handled and carried around even in a private home.
What you can see is wonderful punch work on the panel itself.
Within
the side edge on the top half of the image, you can see beautiful floral patterns. And
one thing I love about that is on the top edge where Christ's cross is placed on a slight diagonal. It doesn't follow exactly the line of the decorative pattern in the punching. In fact, you can see above the cross beam on the left, you can still see some of those little round punch marks, but on the right side, it passes above them, so that the decorative pattern was very difficult to execute there, and it helps the perspective of the picture a little bit.
Punch work can also provide historical clues. To hear how, as you look about this gallery, press play.